AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Hurricane Beryl coming ashore just north of Tulum, Mexico this morning, making its way through the Yucatan Peninsula now, will then reform over the Gulf. Parts of the South Texas are expected to take a hit over the weekend. As of now, the storm has killed at least 11 people. Keir Starmer meeting King Charles for the first time as prime minister. Starmer's Labour Party with its biggest win over the Tories ever. President Biden has begun a critical stretch in his effort to salvage his re-election campaign. Some Democrats continue calling on him to step aside. Others say they'll stick by him. Here's ABC's Selena Wang at the White House.
California Governor Gavin Newsom, while campaigning for Biden in battleground Michigan, defending the president.
He barely slept. I was exhausted.
Describing his stamina during their joint event in Los Angeles right after Biden returned from his European tour last month.
The economy adding another 206,000 jobs in the month of June. That's a slight slowdown from last month. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. White House correspondent Selena Wang is traveling with the president.
And I had a really interesting conversation with Congressman Mark Pocan. He's very, very critical of the campaign. He says they've already been making mistakes by not putting the president out there immediately after that disastrous debate, immediately doing unscripted moments and interviews. He says putting the president in front of a teleprompter in these official events is not the way to allay those doubts and concerns.
Selena Wang reporting. Ballot drop boxes are back in Wisconsin. The state Supreme Court issued a ruling this morning that means election clerks can use them during the August 13th primaries and the November 5th presidential election. The ruling overturned a decision from 2 years ago that said most drop boxes were illegal. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police had to break up fights and fireworks at Elver Park last night. They say about 500 people were in the park after 9 lighting off fireworks. Then someone called 911 saying there was a fight. So when authorities responded, some people started setting off those fireworks at officers. Police say there were lots of close calls for the people there with so many fireworks and so many people in such a small area, but luckily nobody was hurt. Firefighters helped put out some fires and police helped everyone get out of the parking lot. No arrests were made. Meanwhile, Wanaboom had a record year. Hundreds of families gathered at Rip Park for activities and, of course, fireworks later that evening. They had contingency plans in case of rain or storms, but the only thing they needed to change was a visit from a Black Hawk helicopter. It couldn't land as scheduled because of the weather, but it still did a flyover. Now, Wanaboom organizers will start planning next year's celebration to be even bigger. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The crew is in Southern California. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers opening a 3-game series tonight at Dodgers Stadium against a Dodgers team with a 6.5-game lead in the NL West. On the mound tonight for the Brewers, Aaron Civale, making his first start after being traded to Milwaukee by the Tampa Bay Rays earlier in the week. Another player to watch out for, Garrett Mitchell, who after spending a lot of time with the Brewers minor league team in Nashville, recovering from injuries, got in a couple of times this week in Colorado. Mitchell asked if he's ready now to be an everyday starter.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I got enough games, enough at-bats. I felt like I got to kind of touch upon everything that I wanted to while down there and just continue to build the confidence to get back here.
Another setback for Wisconsin Badgers volleyball player Sarah Franklin, test showing she suffered a small fracture and sprained ankle last weekend playing against the Dominican Republic. Franklin dealing with a blood clot a year ago at this time.
Quadrilateral space syndrome, it's basically an artery that goes around your arm and there's muscles that contract every time I hit.
She says she hopes to be ready when they get started in late August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
So it's a books and records issue. We have to make sure that the jury charges that Judge Mershon, who again, we have said is severely conflicted for reasons that I can't speak to because of the unconstitutional gag order. But this judge is the judge that determines the jury instructions. The jury instructions are the roadmap for non-attorneys and jurors to follow the law.
Aw, Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. By the way, you don't have a gag order, you dumb bitch.
Yes, she does, because she's a surrogate.
Oh, okay. Pardon me. I apologize to the dumb bitch. By the way, he thinks everything is unconstitutional and un-American, and the first time it's happened to anyone, the same things that happens to every defendant in every courtroom in the country. Jury instructions are unfair, unconstitutional. Okay, please, Alina.
It's going to be critical, and frankly, at this point, I have zero confidence in the fact that this person, who should not be sitting on the bench right now, will do the right thing and give jury instructions that are in an appropriate manner without any persuasion towards the prosecution.
I'm reading some of the instructions.
Oh, really? What are they?
Fine. According to young Buzz Burbank, the judge tells jurors they cannot convict Trump on Cohen's testimony alone, since Cohen is an accomplice, because remember they were, you know.
Correct.
He tells the jury that if they find that a crime has been committed, they must convict Trump of that crime. He also said if the defendant solicited, requested, commanded, or engaged in conduct, did so with the state of mind and is found beyond a reasonable doubt, he is guilty.
Guilty, guilty, lock him up. Okay, one more. Alina Haba, bless me.
Bless you.
The instructions we've been going back and forth with are going to be finally tweaked. The concern with the instructions, which is frankly the most critical part, they have no facts. Let's be clear.
Really?
I sat through this trial. And, you know, I would tell you if I was concerned on factual basis. But as I've said, and I'm not speaking now to posture for the president, but just generally as an attorney, as an American who understands
really
the law and how to apply laws to facts, there are no facts that support this alleged crime. We're not even sure what the crime is.
Oh, my God. Not just an attorney, a really bad attorney that's lost him $11 billion in his last trial.
Okay. Oh, there's no crime. So they seem kind of nervous, don't they, for there being no facts and no crime at all? It's weird. It's weird. Okay. Thank you. Let's bring our friend in, shall we?
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos sells Rocky.
I have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Do you never have a second cup of coffee at home?
Mountain grown coffee.
Carlos sells Rocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Carlos will now reenact the entire Robert De Niro press conference.
You freaking traitor. I'm a traitor. You're a moron. You're a moron. You're a traitor. You're a traitor, Joe's. You traitor pocket aces for pocket twos. You traitor schmater tomato. You... son of a traitor. Your mother's a traitor. Your brother, your sister traitor. Your brother, your aunt, your traitor. I'm not a traitor, you moron. I don't know how to deal with you. I don't know how to hit him across the face. I don't know how to deal with you. Get him.
Get him. Was that not the most
stab his tire
New York moment ever? The most De Niro mobster movie ever. Turn to be gentlemen over here. You're being a gang. You're gangsters. You right. can't. Yeah. You.
It was probably a vendor that he was talking to. You traitor, you piece of scum of that, no mustard. You stinking piece of your liar, you stupid thing for Trump. I said no mustard. Onions.
Oh, my God. I just thought of you all day yesterday, and I'm like, he's not doing De Niro right. There needs to be more nose whistle.
De Niro's not.
De Niro does not do a good De Niro.
No, he doesn't do De Niro right.
Right.
Yeah. This is my New York. The New York that I knew. I knew this guy was a scum real estate scam trader. No bun.
That'd be funny if he was ordering a hot dog in the middle. Wait, do we have the most New York moment ever? Hang on.
13?
Yes. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Here we go.
You are gangsters. You are gangsters. You
are Robert De Niro saying you to a bunch of New Yorkers booing him. A couple of New Yorkers.
Do we know that they were New Yorkers that were booing him?
I don't know.
Or were they people trucked in?
They could have been trucked in
New York.
Yeah.
Did they know? They traveled in on Ginny Thomas's bus or whatever. I'm going to ship them in. I love that. You're washed up. The guy's, what, in his 80s still making movies?
I know.
He can't.
Multiple Oscars.
Winning awards.
He can retire. He's not
nomination.
Washed up. He's an iconic American actor. Yeah. That's what they always go to. And, you know, both sides, I will say both sides do that. When they don't have an argument, they'll critique somebody's career.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Like, I did see this the other day where Joe Rogan is a washed-up actor. He's not a washed-up actor. He chose to go a different way.
Right.
I don't agree with him, but he has a successful
Very
podcast.
Successful.
He's excellent at what he does with the UFC. Mm-hmm. He's not a washed-up. So I hate when they go to that.
I know.
It's
don't call me that, because I was never anything to be washed up now. So
yeah,
that doesn't even work.
You had a very important role in Just Right.
I was always this bad. I'm not washed up. I worked on UPN for 13 weeks.
When Scott Baio accuses Robert De Niro of being a washed up actor.
That's funny. Yeah, I was going to say, but washed up implies he wore something at some point.
Yeah.
So, you know. speaking of Supreme Court, you were talking about Chris Hayes tweeted, "I hoisted the coup flag because the neighbors called me a nasty word story. Never really made sense. But, well, quote, the justice told Fox News his wife hoisted the flag in response to Ms. Baden's vulgar insult, a text message and the police call corroborated by Fairfax County Police. Of course, the Alito's despicable liars, like the despicable liar that Justice Alito is currently protecting.
As if on your list of choices of how to react to your neighbors, that's in the list.
Right.
Okay, throwing his wife under the bus, they all throw their wives under the bus.
I know.
Women, what are you doing?
Try harder. What
do
is it,
better.
Thank you. What is it with these family values, quote-unquote, party, Carlos? Because you're absolutely right. Either they throw their family under the bus, or I think, again, about, like, Nikki Haley, the latest despicable. I can't imagine anything worse than he went after her husband, who is, you know, again, you may not like her. He is a war. He's serving in combat. And so, you know, Ted Cruz calls his wife ugly and his father murdered JFK.
Yep.
Ben Carson, you know, who you may not like politically, but apparently was a brilliant surgeon. He planted the story about him leaving a sponge in someone's brain. I mean, these people, and they're all supporting him. They don't care that he's attacked their career, their families, their wives, their husbands.
They don't care.
Yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm watching Tokyo Vice. And it's definitely Yakuza behavior right there. No, boss says this, you stay away, we stay away. Yeah, both people, Nimrata and Rafael, never trust people that are afraid of their own first names.
Right.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're all going to throw you under the bus. And I will. I always add this, that the complicity of women to men like this starts with religion and starts with, once you can accept that somebody else, some other sex is a savior and somebody else, some other sex is a god, that's just...
Yeah.
Eases the way into you marrying somebody like a Harrison Butker.
Yeah. I know. I just can't personally imagine someone attacking my father or my spouse and me sucking up to them afterwards.
And then voting for them. What is going on?
Yeah.
How much compromise, how fearful can you be? And again, all of this circus, this Ali Baba and her 40 wrong theories,
Alina Hall.
All of this starts because Republicans were cowards after January 6th. Yep. If 10 more Republicans say you're done, none of this happens.
Yep. All right, you tweeted about this moment with RFK Jr. Hold, please.
Donald Trump has come out and said that he wouldn't fund schools that that mandated certain vaccines. Do you agree with that decision?
Yeah, I do.
Any vaccine.
Measles, mumps, rubella.
Yeah, the ones he's had. He also said, they asked me why I wasn't wearing a mask. They said, wasn't I scared of dying of COVID? I said to them, there's a lot worse things than dying. They said to me, like what? I said, like living like a slave.
Oh, my God.
And Bob Seska said, yeah, nothing says freedom like suffocating to death alone in a hospital room. I mean, here we are.
Yes, I also tweeted, I remember those great Negro spirituals about wearing masks.
Yeah. I mean, they literally are the pro-polio party, Carlos. Like, what? I mean, all vaccines.
Yep. I can't believe this is not at the behest of Putin and Russian bots and everybody. They're like, we are destroying them. They're convincing their own followers not to take vaccines. It's so easy. They're so stupid.
Mm-hmm. And also, you retweeted Biden's wins. Stuff he says out loud. Trump just openly admitted he sabotaged a deal to close the border. Retweet so all Americans know who to hold accountable for border-related issues. I mean, T-Pain said, I can't believe Trump just admitted this. Holy... I mean, he's saying it all out loud now, right?
Well, this is what scares me. This is what scares me, that there's already fake electors in place, that these gajillionaires are going to just try to rule the world and circumvent elections, that certain votes won't be counted, that Georgia was a firewall last year, right? Mm-hmm. And so do we have those people in place still? Arizona was a firewall last year. Do we have those people in place still? They're just eroding the whole thing. It's like living in a dystopic nightmare right now, what's going on. So they're way too confident that they're going to win, and that worries me.
Well, you know, that means it's time for us to support the sport.
Yes. Timberwolves get a victory.
Carlos tweeted another sports analogy. We're off the fairway right behind a huge tree. The smart shot, vote Biden, is to punch out in the fairway and a shot at an up and down par. A no or a third party vote is a shot right off the tree and a triple bogey. Go for par.
Yep.
Go for par.
Go for par.
Go for par.
Never follow a stupid shot with another stupid shot. And the first stupid shot was Ralph Nader in 2000. The second stupid shot was Jill Stein in 2016.
Yep.
You saw what it led to. The evidence is right there. It's empirical evidence that says if you vote third party after a primary, it only serves to make things worse. It's fact.
Particularly now, I just know if you stay home or you vote for Bobby Kennedy or you vote for Trump, I mean, it is astounding to me, Carlos, that people just somehow think they'll be punishing Biden when they're going to punish all of us, America, the world. I mean,
this is why October 7th happened, in my opinion. Again, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but boy, election year. Perfect to divide the college campuses. One group of people that are going to vote for Biden. What are we going to do? Start a war? Start protests?
Divided. Speaking of stuff he said out loud, we've been talking all morning, Carlos. Trump just said there's 100% chance there'll be a terrorist attack in America. Maybe many. You're like, who's he conspiring with, I wonder?
Yeah.
Yeah, only I can stop it. Only I can stop measles.
Yeah, there's a hostage, you know, in Russia. Putin will let him out for me. So I'm going to, as an American, just let him rot for a few months?
Just like they did 6 months after I was president with Otto Warmbier. He came back, you know, when I wanted to. They did.
Yeah.
Just like I let Brittany Griner, I told him, you better let Brittany go. I love the female basketball.
It's just, like I say, there is nothing that's not out loud now that he's saying that is just despicable and traitorous. Oh, by the way, speaking of sporting the sports, can I just say, you know, Jody, when you can't think that he's a bigger pig, mm-hmm. I can't get Gare. A celebrity athlete who wished to remain anonymous described Trump boasting about having sex with Stormy Daniels the following day and called him, his follow-up comments, gross. He said it was clear to me and everyone who heard him that he was talking about Stormy. Trump encouraged other celebrities to try to have sex with Daniels, calling his comments crass, gross, and stupid. He'd say all these things like, you got to bang a porn star. It's incredible. It added 20 yards to my drive today.
Of course, it was off the fairway, but it still added 20 yards. I cheated. Don't worry about it.
Are we still in our sports section?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Trump's spokesperson said the Biden campaign's in freakout mode. We'll try anything to cling to power. Yeah, sure. It's the Biden campaign that made some anonymous golfer want to speak out to say, you know. I don't know. You know, honestly, Jody, I was thinking, too, like, why? Yeah, I'm wondering why he didn't. I guess it's hearsay or whatever. Why he didn't testify. That, you know, it's just more confirmation of this stupid defense that, oh, I don't even know her and I've never met her. And, you know, the fact
my beauty pageants, I get to check out the bodies, these young, supple bodies. I get to go in there and inspect them and they can't do anything about it. It's great.
Oh, my retina.
All right, Chris, every news story, you need to pack extra tarp for Seattle Sexy Liberal.
All right.
Okay, 19
minutes. Well, everybody would be wearing raincoats anyway because it's Seattle.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, 19 minutes. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Binkity, binkity, binkity. Right there every day. I got it. I'm Sporty Spice.
Still with the sports.
I'm a cross-training Sporty Spice.
All right.
I hike, I bike, I do weights. Today's hikey-hikey day. Mm-hmm. Morning Kick, it helps me every day, no matter what I'm doing. 10 supplements in one in there in a unbelievably delicious strawberry lemonade flavor. Powerful formula. It helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. It has probiotics to help shed extra pounds, prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra little boost of energy.
Sure.
Enhance your overall being or just want to feel younger. Do it with Mama. Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off. 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements not evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Huh. Or go right to RoundhouseProvisions.com and type in Stephanie.
The left roars back. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Okie Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The John and Gordy Show.
When they speak up, people respond to that, react to that, and they may not react very well to that, and they may even dispute it and may argue and debate with them. And they're making up all this stuff about, you know, being silenced and censored. They want to avoid the consequences of their ideas. Live with the consequences of your thoughts, of your ideas, and grow up.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a beauty.
Yeah. Kevin in D.C., you're on with Carlos. Hi, Kev.
Good morning, everybody.
Kevin, your phone again.
Kevin's phone.
Yeah, there we now go. We can.
Kevin Louise's
phone. That's better. That's better.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I've got to stand up position. It's like the old rabbit ears back in the day. So I was saying that with the Robert De Niro thing, it's reason 5,550,000 of how hypocritical these people are. When lowlifes like Culture Vulture, Kid Rock, and who's that guy that did his business in his pants before Chump?
Dennis Quaid has joined. Randy has rubbed off on him.
Now Randy's not the crazy people, Quaid brother.
No, he's gonna... he just said he's going to vote for Trump.
God, is see when all these people speak out politically, or Mr. Argue with the Empty Chair, Clint Eastwood. When they say these things, it's okay. But when Robert De Niro, someone speaks up for Democrats, then, of course, you're washed up and, you know, all of this garbage. Yeah. And I really, really, I hope that.
Well, certainly Robert De Niro could never reach the heights of a Rob Schneider. I think we can all agree on that.
Hey, I'm the copy man. The ouster. Hey, I'm making copies. Making copies. You want a copy?
Can I just...
We did it! You did it!
Can we just take a detour into Funstack for a moment?
Sure.
While we're waiting for Trump to be a convicted felon.
All right.
Well, we were talking to Malcolm Nance about, you know, it was an unprovoked terrorist attack on Ukraine. You know, we frequently use unprovoked.
Sure.
I don't understand this shark story. But also, Jody gives me an idea for his imprisonment.
Okay.
You know, because everybody's like spitballing at him. He's former president, protect him. I say in a shark tank, in an actual shark tank.
Because he hates
sharks. Well, he'll be protected. He'll be in a cage, but he'll also be, you know.
You don't want to see him in a wetsuit.
He'll be confronted with sharks over and
you
over.
You don't
again,
want to see him in a wetsuit.
Which he hates. He hates sharks. He's scared. Okay, Florida, top of the list. I'm just saying, little shark cage off the coast of Mar-a-Lago.
In the shark's
perfect.
House.
Perfect. Yeah, in the shark's house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mr. Vaughn.
Florida topped the list with 16 unprovoked shark bites in 2023. Okay, that's the part I don't get. Is what are there shark attacks that are provoked?
Yeah, probably.
Is it like
Mr. Shark?
Is it like a Yosemite Sam cartoon? Are there people that go out and punch them?
Yeah.
I dare you. I did. Well, there's a dude, some dude, was it New Zealand, that hopped on top of a killer whale?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Killer is in their name.
There have been 351 confirmed unprovoked shark attacks in Volusia County.
Who's provoking them?
From 1882 to present. That's what I want to know. I've never heard of unprovoked shark attacks, meaning that there must be provoked shark attacks.
Right.
Where someone, like, maybe someone just goes pink on their nose.
You know what I call that, though?
Gives them a noogie.
That's shark derangement syndrome. It's a hoax.
Stop giving sharks noogies.
Maybe people are giving sharks noogies. Who knows? Maybe they're
possible. Yeah.
Maybe they're basting themselves. Is that suntan lotion a chum? I can't tell.
Are they taunting them? Hey, Jaws, I'm really scared
of
you.
New chum suntan lotion. Guaranteed shark attack.
More coffee with Carlos.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
'Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police say they want people to keep looking for Elijah Vu. They say volunteers are one of the key pieces to their investigation. Elijah hasn't been seen since February after spending a few days with his mother's boyfriend. Investigators say the case is at a standstill. 988 has been the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline number for 2 years, but people in Wisconsin who call only get help 77% of the time. Advocates say helpline operators could be better trained.
988 is a good overall resource for individuals. However, we find that people are frequently put in a position where they have to navigate those calls differently, because if they come up with a trigger word, it could end up triggering a wellness check.
Abigail Spangers runs a local helpline in La Crosse. I'm Terry Bell, 'Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We'll learn more today about a deadly shooting that happened early yesterday morning in Columbus. Authorities have now arrested a suspect. A 40-year-old man was found with gunshot wounds near the town's 4th of July parade route at 1:30 a.m. yesterday. The Columbus police chief says they were able to identify a suspect through surveillance footage. Later in the afternoon, Madison's SWAT team was deployed to a hotel on the east side where they arrested that suspect. Officials plan to share more information in a press conference later this morning. Meanwhile, it's the last weekend of Summerfest. Carly Rae Jepsen, Lil Uzi Vert, Maroon 5, Lil Yachty, The Wallflowers, Neon Trees, and Sister Hazel are all there this weekend. This was the first time in 5 years Summerfest fell on the 4th. Tomorrow is the final day of the three-weekend festival. They switched to this format during the pandemic. Known as the world's largest music festival, last year more than 620,000 people came to Summerfest. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely today, and it will be mostly cloudy with a bit of clearing by late this afternoon. Our high 73, the wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, clearing 59. Tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
Why don't you dip yourself in flour and make a skank biscuit?
I believe that I will.
Okay, then.
All right. Coffee with Carl's. I don't know why now I've stumbled, not just to, from... Funstack has become entirely aquatic marine mammal oriented now. Pardon me? What's that flipping? I just am, I'm still obsessed with the unprovoked shark attacks because I did not realize that there were provoked. I think people are watching too much Yosemite Sam, although that was a barracuda, but maybe they're hitting them with a giant, like, cartoon mallet. Stop provoking the sharks.
Oh, you darn barracuda!
This brings us to California's surfboard mooching sea otter has returned to Santa Cruz.
I'm pro otter.
We got to get the mayor of Santa Cruz, Todd, to talk about.
Hey, don't feed them bananas.
Social media lit up this past holiday weekend, the return of Santa Cruz's most infamous sea mammal, the surfboard-stealing otter number 841.
Oh, yeah. He has a number.
841 is back in the 831. Oh, see, that's funny because that's the area code.
Okay. Hey, photo. It's me, 841. You got any Funyuns?
Photos and videos were captured of the otter calmly cleaning herself atop a board she had hijacked. Which
she's a her.
Yeah, which she shared peacefully with a gobsmacked surfer. Surfer.
Huh.
See, they can. If an otter can coexist peacefully with a surfer in Santa Cruz,
what is the mayor of Santa
Cruz? There's
help
for Gaza.
What is the mayor of Santa Cruz going to do about this?
Oh, well, hey, as long as she tells you which way the waves break, I'm cool with it, bro. Break it left or right.
That was the most ham-handed morning radio zoo setup ever.
Hey,
I wonder what the mayor of Santa Cruz thinks about that, huh, Carlos?
I think it's pretty righteous.
You and I both have a morning zoo background.
Hey, 41's the one.
It's our training.
841 off the 17 through Los Gatos.
And I think it might go a little something like this.
Yes.
Carlos, you need to turn around.
Yeah, we could rule the Midwest.
Hey, it's Stephanie at the zoo in Indianapolis.
Well, have slide whistle, we'll travel with her, Bob. Okay.
Wow.
What did we do? Oh, during the, remember when Carlos, when we did bits during the, Clinton Lewinsky era in the 90s?
Right.
There was a report that Monica Lewinsky might go do a morning radio show. We did BJ and the Bear. I was BJ, he was the bear.
That's right.
No, not that kind of bear. It was a morning zoo.
But yes, that kind of BJ.
We did a whole bit. Okay.
But we were a nighttime show then.
Yeah.
We were a little more risky.
We were racy.
Yeah.
Racy.
Okay. Yeah, until Michael Eisner heard us.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
How many statements from the bassinet are we going to have to get? I don't know.
Very unfair.
Hooray! Oh, how'd you know I was going to say that?
They made me face the judge. I had to sit on a wooden chair. Very unfair. My father is so courageous. It was freezing in that courtroom.
Oh, Eric. By the way, do you have a feather in your glasses? What do you have on your face?
I don't know.
What's going on? Is it a leaf? You have a leaf on
it
your...
It is a leaf.
Oh!
I didn't want to say anything the whole half hour because I thought he had, like, a Band-Aid. I thought
he's Ash Wednesday.
It's not Ash Wednesday.
Hey, Steph, we got to get the people to watch. It's a gimmick. This is how old I am. I just had a leaf on my head the whole time. This is a very special custom.
That is so sad. You're like,
it is
gonna,
so sad.
You're going to go to that sad old.
I'm a washed up actor. I'm a washed up actor with a leaf
sad
on my face.
Old dad Burbank Mall. You're going to go with a leaf in.
But at least the Sears
but
is back.
You know what?
There.
My zipper's up because I'm wearing sweatpants. I have no zipper. It's so sad.
I literally thought you either had an audition for Revenge of the Nerds 2 and it was there on your glasses. But then I thought, no, don't say anything. And then I was like, that doesn't look like a... You literally have a leaf in your glasses. Were you leaf blowing?
I literally had a leaf in my glasses and I couldn't tell.
Were you leaf blowing? Were you on your John Deere mower?
No, I have to walk through a jungle to get to my booth.
Okay.
There's no excuse. It's just sad. But I, you know what? I don't care. I'm a dad.
I fell and almost... I thought I broke my nose. I fell trying to put lotion on my feet when I got out of the shower last week.
And I, yeah.
She was trying to put lotion on the bottom,
of her feet on
polished marble.
Yeah.
Just get a little hand towel and squeeze it on the towel and then just step on it.
Uh-huh. This is stories of getting old.
My friend
we
in
can
the,
auction this
Carlos
leaf off.
Has like, you know, do I have dog poo in my hair? I might.
You might.
My friend Nick in Nebraska said, I was wondering about that leaf.
Oh, that's so cool. People were wondering about the leaf.
I was like, I don't want to be rude. Is it a yellow bandage? I thought maybe it was one of your kids, like, you know, SpongeBob.
It could have been a piece of lettuce from me feeding the guinea pig.
Have you seen those SpongeBob, like, you know, cartoon bandages that kids wear? And I thought, oh, he has kids. I guess he has a, maybe. I thought you nicked yourself shaving, but I was like, are you shaving your eyebrows?
Some people do. I mean, if you have a unibrow, some people shave it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It was
Anthony Davis over here with a leaf.
I'm never going to get over how sad and funny that was at the same time.
It is sad and funny. I can't even react anymore. It's early. I'm
no, fired. We're old. Okay.
Washed up.
Yep. Yeah. That's the sadder thing is when you don't realize you have
Bob guy.
It's the saddest thing.
Hey, you're the leaf on the face guy. I'm on the View with Joey Behar. You had a leaf on your face.
You didn't notice? Didn't you feel it?
I didn't notice?
Yeah. Okay. The sadder part is when you don't, it takes hours to realize you have dog poo on some part of you. You're like, I wondered what that smell was. Okay. The greatest...
You talk about that like it's happened to you before.
It sounds like it has.
I know. Oh.
It sounds very familiar.
All right. Mm.
Sales of Nissan Leaf skyrocket.
How did it get in your hair?
That's my point. How did he get a leaf in his glasses?
It falls from the
trees.
From the tree.
How did it get stuck on his nose? Between his nose and
it was almost like the jerk. I'm going to go blind. I'm going to sue Steve Martin.
Yeah.
This leaf holder thing made me go blind, cross-eyed. I don't know. How did I not notice it's not there?
Can you have your wife
house
check
behind
her
me's on fire
before you go on camera?
Oh my God.
Okay.
I left my cell phone in the refrigerator when my daughter was first born.
That
well, that's
sense,
an excuse.
Though. That makes sense.
Yeah, you have an excuse for that.
That makes that's, sense.
You got other things
sleep
going
deprivation
on.
Is, yeah.
Well, she's a middle schooler, and I'm tired.
I use morning
Stop
radio.
Stop making fun of me.
I thought I still had the balance to put lotion on the bottom of my feet naked while I'm crouching in the bathroom.
Hey, 45 had toilet paper on his shoe when he was going up the airplane steps.
That's true.
Nobody told him either.
Okay. Did I read this? Okay, from the bassinet. The great. Oh God. How long have we been in caps lock? Do we know?
He's boring.
The greatest case I've ever seen for reliance on counsel, and Judge Marchand will not, for whatever reason, let me use that as a defense in this ring trial.
As I read, is that you have to request that at the very beginning.
Yeah, you do. Not. That's not something you request late.
The overnight tweet was about the judge and Robert De Niro, so he freaked out about Robert De Niro. Okay. He said, I never knew how small, both mentally and physically, wacko former actor Robert De Niro was.
Former actor?
First of all, he's not a former actor.
No. He still works.
It's not him that's small. It's the pictures.
They got.
Yes.
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 All right.
Yes.
I wonder if Robert
small.
De Niro...
I'll still kick your ass, you little... You mother, you... Come on, come out of the fairway where your ball is. Come into the woods where you shank your ball. I'll stab a ship... You want to shiv, you want to shank, you miserable, you son of a... No relish.
I was just about to ask him, Chris, what does Robert De Niro think about what this
oh,
Trump
stop
is
it.
Leaves.
It would go
no
something
on my
like
hot
this.
Dogs.
Have we just evolved into a bad 80s morning zoo?
Yes, we have.
I'm out of this.
We have.
I had
and, Jimmy had a leaf on him. Jimmy, what were you doing?
I have nothing to do with this.
We're all
pukers. Oh, you brought up Harrison Butker.
Uh-huh.
You put the butt in Butker. He doubled down on his misogynistic, homophobic, transphobic, you name it, remarks.
Shut up and kick.
Richard Dreyfuss, we decided, is Bob Rumson from American President.
Yep.
Right-wing douchebag now.
Uh-huh.
And Pope Francis, what's going on with Pope?
I know.
What's going on? That's not very popey of him.
He made a bad mistake. Made a very bad mistake.
And he apologized.
He apologized for saying a highly offensive word for gay people in a closed-door meeting with bishops. The Pope never intended to offend or express himself in homophobic terms, and he extends his apologies to those who felt offended by, well, the term was faggotry or faggotness. So, yes, I guess, Popey, yes.
Is it the same in Spanish or
Italian?
He was speaking Italian.
No, he's Argentinian.
Oh, but was he speaking? If he was at the Vatican, he might have been speaking Italian.
Froggy,
that's true. It's the same thing.
He said that he said seminaries were already too full of Froggy Accini, which the Sopranos had on Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's
along with pasta fagul.
That sounds delicious.
Froggy Accini. It translates to faggotry.
Okay. All these gabagools and a Castro.
Froggy Accini.
The gabagays. The gabagays.
Gabagool. Okay.
The gabagays.
He was in the midst of arguing that gay people should be banned from becoming priests. Oh, dear. Playing in any of our reindeer
games.
But
he said that gay people can get into heaven, though.
Right. Some of the clergymen said the Pope was speaking Italian, a second language, and might not have realized the term was insensitive. Popey. I don't know.
I mean, that's possible. It's not his first language. He's using a
close
slang
enough
term.
To Spanish. Though.
Maybe he thought it was pasta fagul. Maybe that's what he thought.
Pasta fagul.
He's an elderly gentleman who's used to those words.
Please pass the faggotry is what he was trying to say.
He's been better to the LGBT community than any other pope in history.
That's
so
well, I was going
to
say that's relative.
Right, yes, than any other pope in history. So I might give him a pass
but
on
he walks more the walk than the others have.
This is what Harrison Butker tried to say. You know, this is all about his Catholic faith, and you know, Biden's not the right kind of Catholic. God, they're so judgy about how their other people choose to believe or worship.
Well,
Joe Biden...
I like reading tweets by John Fugel saying that Jesus never mentions anything about abortion in the Bible, so
or homosexuality.
Fact, Joe Biden is a good Catholic. If that's what he's attacking him on, allowing women to have their own reproductive decisions.
It's always
decisions.
Choice. It's all they attack on. It's just, you know, I was saying I would love to have John Fugel saying debate him because he just. It literally is the definition of holier than thou. Only the way I believe.
Again, leaf or no leaf hanging from my head, it is my job as a parent to raise daughters who will never, never marry somebody like a Harrison Butker. That will be my job, my life's goal.
Yes.
See that guy that believes in all this fairy tales from 2,000 years ago and treats women like crap? Stay, go away. I'll have to do the Michael Jackson thing with the big eyes.
All right, and if you're bullying Carlos online, leave him alone.
Hey,
leave me alone.
All right.
Good buddy.
You know
everybody.
What it was? It was a tribute to Leaf Phoenix, otherwise known as Joaquin
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
That's right. Thank you.
I was method acting. I was doing. I wanted to see how long it would take for people to find out.
He was Leaf Phoenix in Parenthood.
I can't believe Carlos had a yellow leaf on his head
Man,
for almost
I
the entire
like Jim
hour.
I feel like Brady now. Leaf.
This is weird, this show. I blame Jody. 46.
What? Come on, get those leaf tweets in.
46 minutes what after
am
the hour.
I'm being blamed for this.
This portion, because you make it weird.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Maudi. Oh, my God. Jody Hamilton's petting zoo was activated because I accidentally set off an air raid siren on my bullhorn this morning. And I've traumatized my poor baby angels.
Uh-huh.
They had to gather around, like, Jody's little manger over there. Okay.
Did it scare more my leaf?
You know what? They'll be fine as soon as they have Dr. Marty's food. Oh, they went up to do it now, which makes them far away dogs. Right, girls?
It would sound something like this.
Okay. And it just did. Nah. Okay. Dr. Marty's is the best food, period. Also, for Cat Lady.
Meow.
Nature's Feast.
Yep.
It is... That's all the movement in pet food. Don't be left behind.
No.
Don't be raptured. Pet food, everybody is feeding real food now. That I don't even know who even thought of it. You know what? Sometimes it's companies that make like candy bars that make dog food. Why are you buying your dog food from? They don't know what they're doing.
Are you hurting yourself?
Stop hitting yourself and your dog. Okay. I'm just saying this is real food. Superfoods like you would eat or want to feed your kids. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, on and on and on. The list of ingredients is incredible. And the flavor, it's raw, it's freeze-dried. All the nutrients are packed in. It's convenient for you. And they go crazy for that raw, freeze-dried flavor. Right now you get 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasure. Yay! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
This is a disgusting display.
Boy, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
This is Chad Spade. Sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the hatred and misinformation that consumes our world, but I also know that we cannot build a house of justice and inclusion on a foundation of hatred and lies. We have to practice what we preach. At Chad's Design Build, we confront injustice the same way we confront a poorly built home, with love, compassion, intelligence, and persistence. We engage our community the way we engage our clients, with honesty and humility and the dogged determination that we can do better. Chad's Design Build, remodeling done well with love.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show, Coffee with Carlos Rocky. I'm feeling justice-y. I feel like we're going to have a convicted felon, Donald Trump, by, I'm going to say, the end of this week.
All right.
We shall see. Because the U.S. Supreme Court rejected an appeal by Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, Michael Avenatti, of his conviction for attempting to extort Nike. Good. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Back to jail now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Back to rotten. The court left in place Avenatti's extortion and fraud convictions for pressuring a sportswear company to pay his client. He threatened to go public with the allegations if Nike did not agree to his terms. That's the textbook of extortion.
Absolutely.
Shakedown.
A jury convicted him on two extortion-related counts and one charge of fraud under federal law that against illegal kickbacks. An appeals court upheld the convictions. He was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for the extortion plot. He's also been sentenced to 14 years in prison for cheating clients out of millions of dollars, 4 years in prison for stealing money from Stormy Daniels. I've had my own personal experience of him, but what a opportunist, you know, and he's been talking from jail, trying to say, I'll testify for Trump. But, you know, we all loved him because he, you know, was a Trump basher, you know, back in the day. And then, you know, but he's just an opportunistic
working the angles.
Grifter.
Working
you know?
The angles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so but thank you, because a lot of these guys, you know, think like the rules don't apply to them. Like, really? Supreme Court was just going to go, oh, okay, yeah, you can go. I mean, ugh, anyway. All right, can we talk more about Martha Ann Alito?
Martha Ann?
Hi, I'm Martha Ann. Okay.
I brought Ann under the bus.
Pardon me?
Put the candle back.
She's under the bus.
Put the shampoo back. Put the greyhound back.
Did you bring us a casserole? Oh, it's another C word. Okay. So of course the Alitos lied. Oh my God, this whole thing, right, about the, you know, they claimed neighbor called it the C word. Mm-hmm. But anyway, of course they lied about when they did the, you know, this was a January 6th flag, basically. So I love more of the details of this. I just have to. The Post, I feel like, fell down on the job that they didn't report on this at the time. They said because it appeared because he blamed his wife, so they didn't do the.
Idiots.
Robert Barnes encountered the couple coming out of the house. Martha Ann Alito was visibly upset by his presence, demanding that he get off my property. Oh, there's always a get off my lawn.
Karen Alito, get off my lawn.
He, as he described the information he was seeking, she yelled, "It's an international signal of distress." I feel like that's like her voice. Like
that, yeah, yeah. I think you nailed it.
Alito intervened and directed his wife into a car.
Get in the car.
Get in the car, you crazy Skedaddle. Bitch. Listen. I'm a Supreme Court justice. You get in the car. I just look, because this is such an ordinary couple story.
Alito kind of sounds like a cuck.
The justice denied the flag was hung upside down as a political protest, saying it stemmed from a neighborhood dispute indicating his wife had raised it. Oh, my God. So the police reports and texts show they're completely lying.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Martha Ann Alito, hi, please and thank you. Hiya. Then got out of the car and shouted at the neighbors, ask them what they did.
Oh, boy.
She said yard signs about the couple have been placed in the neighborhood. After getting back in the car, she exited again. Just look. Yeah. Was literally like grabbing the back of her dress. I said,
by the scruff of the neck.
Grabbed her by the nape.
And then brought out from their residence a novelty flag, the type that would typically decorate a garden. She hoisted it up the flagpole and said, there! Is that better?
What kind of novelty flag? Like something with like the Mario Brothers
like
on it?
Like a pirate?
What?
Like a pirate.
A buccaneer. A
I'm
Jolly
just saying,
Roger.
She seems awfully seaworthy.
Yes, she does.
So.
I'll show you all hoist a flag.
She needs to be corrected.
Look at this giant leaf. Look at it.
Wow, she seems nice. Mm-hmm. They seem
was
that
a maple
like delightful
leaf?
Neighbors.
That's it. So, I was being Canadian this morning.
Speaking of Supreme Court, our friend Jamie Raskin, star of Stage Screen and D.C. Sexy Liberal, mm-hmm. called for a radical overhaul of the scandal-plagued U.S. Supreme Court. Yes.
Yes,
he urged Congress he urged Congress to pass major reforms to rein in what he sees as an increasingly lawless judicial branch. He said the Constitution does not fix the numerical opposition of the Supreme Court. It has changed 9 or 10 different times over the course of history. We have 13 federal circuits. We have entire federal circuits that don't have one single justice.
Yep.
We absolutely should expand it to 13. You know, and
thank you, Ralph Nader and Jill Stein voters.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
And lazy Democrats who are on the fence.
Yep.
I'm going to blame them, too, because they're numbers.
Yep.
Don't leave me. But I guess you're going to have to. But
oh,
we love
yeah. It. Well, I was celebrating hockey in my own way with the Leaf.
We love you with or without foliage. Follow him.
I'm old. I gotta go.
Okay. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am hosting in her stead. We welcome Civic Media's very own Luke Mathers to the show to go over all the news of the day. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.